Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I invite you to join me to delight in life by finding joy right where we are. Today, we're talking about all the things that we can't wait to fill you in on, a catch me up episode, if you will, but a lot more juicier than that. You'll walk away with ideas that you can apply right now, moments that'll make you go, oh, yep, that's me too. All from a girl like me and Emily, who are figuring out life right alongside you, because that's what friends are for, right? So time to cut the fluff and have some real talk. Emily is joining me on this episode because there are so many things we want to make sure that we tell you. She is in the loop more than most. And a lot of what we have to say today, she is mastermind behind.
Stop it.
I'd say it.
No, I'm not, guys.
No, whatever. Everyone's always like, how would you describe Emily? I'm like, my right arm. Like, she is everything to me. My best friend. And I feel like you are really good at me telling you, this is what I would love to do. And like, this is what would be so fun. And for you to be the person that catches it and makes sense of it. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Everyone needs friends like we have, because you're the friend that's like, I have this dream. And you're like, okay, let's do it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is fun.
You are that
just for
me.
Some context for people listening, it is 9:04 p.m. on a Thursday night, and we have been through the ringer with
today.
Five kids, two and under today. So if we say anything or are a little wonky,
just have grace and space. Grace and space, baby.
But you know, you get it because you're our people.
Yes. So also context, this is the first catch up episode, if you will, since like the launch of the rebrand Real Talk.
Real Talk with Rachel Autry. I haven't been on the show since the very first episode of Real Talk with Rachel Autry.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We have a lot. So we rebranded this summer for our new friends. We used to be a podcast called Behind the Bliss. We are the same podcast, just different name. Just need a little zhuzh. And it feels so right. It feels perfect. Like, I don't know.
It has been affirmed over and over and over again the last 6 months. And it has been so, so cool.
So cool. The hype behind it from our friends and listeners to people even in our industry that are like, what? Where did y'all come from? I'm like, we've been here the whole time. You know, it's like from even getting guests on the show.
Yeah. Well, we just really put a face to a name because the old cover photo even was like just the logo.
What is this? Who is she?
Yeah. Who is this? You know, and I feel like podcasts are evolving in the sense that if you're someone listening that like listens to a lot of podcasts, like they're over on Instagram now and you're seeing video and all these things. And I feel like even the last 6 months, like we've had to navigate that as a team and been like, okay, like, how do we keep up with the times? Which like we're pretty trendy and like we're trying to keep up with the times, you know.
But I was talking to someone recently and they were like, a five-year-old podcast. Oh, you were on that call with me. It was that campaign call. Like a five-year-old podcast is old. I'm like, yes. It's like a dog. Yes. There's like dog years, but podcast years. It's like multiply it by 12.
Congratulations. Seriously, they were. They were like, congratulations for making it this far. Rachel's like, wow, yeah. When you think about it, I've been here almost every Wednesday for 5 years.
5 years.
It's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of me talking. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, I was about to say, so y'all are the OGs. And with Real Talk, we wanted to bring some ways to celebrate with our friends that listen. So that has looked like we hosted a live event in Dallas, Texas.
That was so fun.
So fun. We basically were in Dallas for Ruth Cho Simon's event. We talked about this before when Ruth was on. She shared about it. We went. Emily and I rallied. We met in Dallas and had a blast and a half. That's where Lacey Abercrombie's episode came from. And we decided,
which like I don't think that would have happened without Real Talk being Real Talk.
No, I don't think so either. For sure not.
No, I don't think so. So Dallas happened. If you rewind before that, we had like the launch party at Lady Bird Taco, which was so fun, and we made so many fun connections with like podcast friends, but also just like people in the industry friends through that.
Yeah. I'm realizing now that there are so many like-minded people like me that are in this world and space, whether it's through a podcast, musicians, authors, and I've known it's been interconnected web because again, we've done this for 5 years, but for some reason now I feel like I'm a part of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It has felt like I'm the outside looking in, and now I'm in. Yes.
Yeah. And there's a million different bubbles, and you know, you're not any more like worthy being outside of the bubble or inside of the bubble, but it feels like we know, like we're just connected, which I have a lot to say, like a lot of thoughts on why we're connected, but we're connected because we've really, really just put our best foot forward and like reached out to people and been like, hey, this is who we are, and we're changing and we're evolving, and it's been really fun. So we're going to catch all up.
Yeah, that momentum.
We're talking really broad right now. Yeah, we're talking really broad, but we're going to break it down for
Let's narrow right in. Now. Let's narrow in. Where should we start, Emily? You want to do the roadmap?
Let's do a little roadmap, the Car Mom podcast.
I love them.
Oh, I love the Car Mom, Kelly and Liz. They need to come on the show. But if you haven't listened to that podcast is so good. But they do a little roadmap each episode, which everything in their podcast is car themed. But so we're going to kind of catch you up, like more specifically on like key critical events in the last 6 months, 1 week. Today. And then literally, and then we're going to tell you guys about our new apparel collection that is launching, which is going to be really fun for you podcast girls because it is literally the Real Talk collection. Like this is merch. Like we usually call our apparel collections like an apparel collection because it's encouraging apparel. It doesn't necessarily say like Real Talk or used to be Behind the Bliss, but this time like we went full send on Real Talk and
on merch.
So excited. Yes. Yeah. Just like super cute merch. But when they were shooting the collection, people on the street were like, cute sweatshirts. So even if you're a brand new listener and you've never pressed play before, you might want one of these.
That's right. You and your bestie can have one together.
Yes. Yeah. And then other than that, we're just going to kind of chat about life.
Yeah. I love it.
That's friends.
Let's start this place on the timeline of events.
Yeah.
Recently have felt like we've been running out of space, literally. I have been setting up and tearing down in my home for the past 5 years until this summer really felt pressed to find a space that honored my family and honored the podcast, just served everyone well. So I literally started recording in a janitor closet. Emily's nodding.
You had a mental breakdown in that janitor closet.
I did have a mentee bee in the janitor closet.
Both of us did. Both of us
yes.
did.
That is where all the hustle and grind for the rebrand happened. It's where a lot of episodes happened. It's where a lot of ads were read and recorded. Like, so much work in that janitor closet. So thank you, Lord, for janitor closets. But I will say, we outgrew the shoe size very quickly. It did not serve us very well. Just needed to pivot. Found out through some people that there was some office space downtown Birmingham with another girly creative who loves Jesus and does something completely different than this. And it's a dream spot location, has character. Thomas and I went, checked it out, and signed a lease, y'all. So we have a studio.
What? An office. So An cute. Office. It's so cute. Guys.
It's so fun.
I've only seen videos, but I can't wait to visit one day.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
And so in that, like, what's going to be happening
Good
in
question.
The office?
The office space is for recording. So we're going to have a cute setup. Actually, Emily, I think this is the first time I'm telling you this, but Kate said that her and Philip are happy to come down from Nashville, help us set up the studio. Yeah.
Kate and Philip.
I know. We love y'all. So, because we are going to up our camera game. Okay, guys, this is legit. It's time that we start acting like this is legit.
Yeah, so we're going to have webcams for
way too long.
Since forever.
Since five ever. So we're going to get some DSLR set up. We're going to get some real content going for real talk. We're going to get our really cool mic set up. We're going to have guests live and in person. That's also a tricky thing. This has always been virtual because I haven't had anywhere to bring anybody. Like, hi, do you want to come to my dining room? No. Hey, do you want to go to this janitor closet with me? No. So now I finally have a space I can host people. We've had to turn down in-person interviews because we haven't had a space to go. So yeah, this is going to be a blessing.
They're like really cool people. So this is going to be sweet.
Sweet. Also, brainstorming sessions. We're going to have like dining room table instead of a desk. Like, that's kind of the vibe we're going for. Because we have hands on deck remotely, but then Thomas just got hired. The team.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an update.
Update. It's not his full time. It is a part time. He was like, I feel like opportunities are falling through the cracks. And I'm like, they are. They are.
Because
it's just me and Emily, like, chasing the game. Yeah. So he's like, let me help. So y'all can send him an encouraging, hey, bro, welcome to the team, because he's the only dude around here. His email's thomas@rachelautry.com.
Okay, so
he's gonna be like, voice this influx of emails.
Yeah, whenever you get packages, they'll be shipped from the office.
From the office, and we will be packaging and shipping the merchandise that you purchase from the office with love.
It's very cute.
Yes.
With love.
Yeah.
Handpicked with love by Carla Grice.
Yeah, we love Carla. Aww. She's our Birmingham girl.
So let's talk about this. Our team has doubled.
It has.
In the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Carla Grice.
What?
And Thomas Autry have been hired, adding them to the payroll.
So you might not have seen this yet, but I got on Instagram and I posted to our launch team, like our real
team. Oh, I did. I saw that.
And I was like, hey, we're recording a podcast in like an hour. Does anyone have any questions for us or want to know anything?
Did we get any?
And these are our people. Yeah, we did. We got two. And something that somebody asked was, I would love introductions for people and like what they
yes.
do.
Yes.
And then what we're learning in life, which I want to address that question too. But let's do a quick introduction since our team did double.
I love that.
So you're Rachel.
I'm Rachel. I am host behind the mic. I feel like I am also community manager. Like, I love opportunities to be able to get our people together and do fun things. Yes. I am Rachel Autry of Real Talk
Chief
with Rachel
Visionary.
Autry. Chief Visionary.
People gatherer, hostess extraordinaire.
So kind. Marketing geek, but also I feel like you're more that
branding.
Than me. Yeah. Emily Rowlett.
Rachel did all of you. Just real quick, rewind. Rachel Autry did all of our branding. Like, she did it all herself.
And I had to put that college degree to work. I was like, it's got to be for something.
Yeah, her degree is in, what is it in?
Communications. But that's what it's called on, like, on my diploma. But
yeah,
we heavily concentrated on graphic communications.
Okay, so yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but like, Rachel is like a graphic design kind of guru. she like can figure anything out on the like the way things look. So everything, if you ever see something posted anywhere, just know Rachel has scrutinized over it for probably 30 minutes.
She's like, Rachel, does it really matter if we tilt the gradient that much? I'm like, it does.
I'm like, I don't think it matters, guys. But it matters. It matters to Rachel. So it matters to me. Yeah. So she, yeah, but she did all of that, like our logo, our cover art, our website that is so legit. Yeah.
It's
so
fine.
That's you.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Now there's Emily. You do a short bio and I will fill in the gaps.
Okay. So I'm Emily. I am, my last name's Rowlett. And I was hired in December mm-hmm. of 2021
yeah.
to help with marketing stuff. And at that time I was a full-time teacher and I had a little baby at home and I was looking for a way to be with him. And since then I've had twins and my job has really evolved with Rachel. It has. I kind of just do whatever needs to be done. But it
they
looks
always
a lot
say
like,
for other business owners or people that want to start something, I think the best advice I was given when hiring Emily's position, which happened to be Emily, was mm-hmm. always hire someone that you feel like is smarter, more qualified, or better than you.
Stop.
No, yes, no, for real. And I was so intimidated. Like I remember going through applications and being like, oh, I want this girl to be her. And my friend Leah, who's been on the show, she was like, then why not make her the girl? And I was like, she's way too good for me. And Leah was like, Rachel, that's exactly the reason why I need to take a chance. And I was like, you're right. Oh so gosh, I did. And here's Emily a few years later. And yes, like I said earlier, you're the girl that I like just word vomit. You're like, this makes sense. And I like this in this order. We can drop that. Hey, how about we add this? Like you are, I don't even
I
call
an
you
English
marketing
teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when it comes to like writing things, I'm like the girl behind the emails. Mm-hmm.
You're like a strategist.
Campaigns. Like you, yes. Yeah.
Campaigns. Like bestie group text. You're the hype yeah. girl. You're
taking whatever Rachel says and making it make sense a lot of the times. like how are we going to get from A to B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like today, if people are on our text list, which they should be, side note, text bestie right now to 55444. Like I know you have your phone. That's how you're listening to this. Just like go ahead and do it. And the texts that you get are either, I'm like, we should send a text out about this. Here's what I think it should say. And then Emily, like, what's that song? It's like, flip it down, flip it and reverse it. Or yeah. Whatever. Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your dicker. That's yeah. you. You're like, I'm going to take what you got and I'm going to flip it down and reverse it. And you make
but
sense what, of it.
But we do the same. We do it to each other, though.
It's
every
true.
Caption or anything that goes up, we send it to in like the team text. And then we'll just copy paste it, make a couple changes.
Copy paste it, changes. Yeah.
And then copy paste it again. So, yeah, it's all a group effort. But really, I would say like it's evolved into more of like operations kind
yes.
of stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe that's if we're going to give like a title.
Yeah, you are operations. But you're COO. I'm CEO. Is what it feels
Thomas
like.
Thomas is CFO.
It's Thomas's CFO. So that's Thomas good. Just got hired because candidly, I don't know, it's easier, more fun, and just transparently more important that we love on the people that are listening, serve them well strategically, which means that we spend a lot of time culling through potential guests and shows and timing and events and merch and all these things that a lot of the opportunity for us to make an income falls through the cracks. And Thomas, being my husband, also having a big idea into what makes this happen, was like, hey, like, have you, you know, fill me in on what's up with campaigns and where are we at on this? And not that I was feeling like guilt or shame, that's not it, but I just was overwhelmed because I was like, I want to be able to do that. I love the idea that email came through. like, I can't.
There were emails sitting in the inbox that you just like, we literally didn't have like the mental capacity
and not like, bandwidth
be able to devote to it in an excellent way.
Right. For you or for the brand or for us, like it just was not going to work. And Tom's like, what do you need? And I was like, I need another person. He's like, all right, well. So I told Emily, I was like, I think we need to hire Thomas.
Yeah.
And he's been great. He's sat on how many campaign calls now? He's
4 or 5.
4 or 5. And he's crushed it.
He's done really great. Thomas A+. Is also just like chief talker. Like he's so good at talking to people.
Yeah.
That he can like fill in any like gap or awkward silence or like sticky situation if we were to ever find ourselves in one. He's just like, so like everything just like rolls off his back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
that's been really fun having Thomas. And also I feel like just like a man's perspective. Truly, you know what I mean? Yes. I think we live in this world of like female empowerment, which is important, but also I really value a man's opinion.
Yeah.
And just like ability to be like, guys, this doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I was about to say he brings a good perspective because we're so emotionally driven, which we should be, mm-hmm. like chemically and physiologically, but also because we care so much about the mission here, which is to introduce people to the idea of Jesus or to inspire them or to push them onward in their relationship with Jesus mm-hmm. by talking about things that are just fun and delightful and a blast, mm-hmm. but also true and sound. And so we get wrapped up in that easily because it's important. And he's like, hello,
yeah.
This is a business. And we're like, you're right. Anyways, he has been so fun. His perspective is so needed. So anyways, yeah, y'all email him, thomas@rachelautry.com. My email is rachel@rachelautry. Emily's is emily@rachelautry. And Thomas is thomas@rachelautry. Which leads me to ask, really, do we need to make Carla an email? Just kidding.
Maybe Carla needs an email.
Maybe Carla does. Carla is recent. Like she's probably going to kill me that I even talked about this on the episode because she's like a, she's good at pretty much anything she touches turns to gold, very similar to Emily. And she's also one of my best friends. And there's a lot of things we need done in Birmingham specifically, whether it's shipping and handling, grunt office work, like organizing inventory counts,
shooting video,
real behind the scenes content, being at the shoot for the merch that we're going to talk about in a second, because that was crazy story right there. We have to tell the crazy stories, things like that. Or like if we have a pop-up, if we host an event, like I need a girl. And I have so many friends that can stand in that gap for me, but just like you get to a point where like business mixed with like professional mixed with personal too often just feels weird to ask that of your friends. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to like honor them, and Carla had time and interest and she's good at it. And
Carla's amazing.
She's just the best.
Carla's just amazing. I love her.
Yeah.
When I met her, when I came in July for the podcast event or for the late, the podcast rebrand party, mm-hmm. whatever. It's late at night. I can't think, but but that was like, Carla was like a standout person from that because she just literally talked to anybody about anything.
She's awesome.
And she's just joyful and happy, has a happy heart and is a happy helper. And she's so great. Follow her on Instagram.
Yep.
Carla P. Grice.
Those are the faces behind here. If you see something happen, it has taken a village. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about this apparel shoot.
Right.
That just happened.
Okay. So we have the apparel, which we're going to get to the different pieces in just a hot second. The apparel shoot, though, is obviously the moment in the day that we shoot all the new apparel. So we have pictures for the site and for y'all to be able to see it as best as possible. All the fun things. So gather the girlies, which was so fun because these girls are my tribe. They're my BFFs. They all came together on a dreary day in Birmingham, Alabama with coffee and all the things. We pushed around. I don't think you know this. Maybe you do from the reel, but we used our stroller.
Yeah.
As the, I don't know.
That's genius. That is innovation that excites. That's the Nissan car
logo or
motto.
Yeah.
Motto, slogan. And I say that all the time. And sometimes like our friends will catch on and be like, where's that friend? Because they'll just say something. I'll be like, that is innovation that excites guys.
It is. We took the seat off. So we had like the big storage compartment underneath to just put all the stuff. And then I used the handlebar as the place to hang up all of the outfits that need to get shot. And then we did note cards on each of the hangers to show who was shooting what with what pieces. That was really helpful. Kaylee Ward, shout out. She's photographer extraordinaire. She's my other good friend, like bestie for the restie. I'm telling you, like it takes a village. And it's just so fun when you see everyone walking in their incredible gifts, like do what they do best together at the same time.
You get to like utilize people, like recognize people for the talents that they have, which is really cool.
So fun. So we shot, y'all. So we're shooting. Right. We're shooting downtown Birmingham on Morris Avenue, by the way, because it's just so beautiful. And across the street is this girl walking and she's in like, she catches our attention because she's in a short, like crop workout tank, and running shorts. And it's really cold. Like, and by really cold, I mean 55 degrees, which is different.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's different than it has been outside. And we were in t-shirts and pants and all things shooting. And she was like not on a run, but in athletic. Anyways, we all look at her and someone makes the comment like, she looks so cold. Like, I wish we could just give her one of these sweatshirts. And then she keeps walking. I'm like, she looks so familiar. So I say out loud, I know her. And they're like, what? No way. And I was like, no, like I know her. She does not know me. Y'all, that I was like, that is Courtney, like average fashion blogger on Instagram and TikTok. It's like, no, it's not. I was like, no, it 100% is. And they're like, chase her down, Rachel. You won't. And I'm like, I will. If you're my friend, you know I will. So I literally am like chasing her under this like dark bridge. And I was like, Courtney. And she turns around. I was like, I am so sorry. Y'all, this is so funny. Because when I meet my friends from the podcast world in real life, y'all, the first thing people say is, I know this is so weird, but everyone always starts
like, it's not weird. It's not weird.
Like, it's not weird. I swear. That's what I said to Courtney. I was like, I know this is so weird. I was like, I don't know why. It's just, that's the thing people say. I was like, I'm chasing you under a dark bridge, but I have to let you know, like, I love your stuff. You are hilarious. And she was like, thanks so much. And we kind of just got started talking and she goes like by Corny is what people know her for. Yeah. Anyways, so we start talking. She's like, what are you doing? Because we were all in matching sweatshirts. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're shooting for merch. She's like, oh, who's merch? I was like, my merch. And so we kind of started talking and then we got a video, which we will, I think we've already posted on stories, but I think we should post it as a reel because it's just so epic. And she followed me back.
So iconic, man.
So iconic.
That was so cool. And you gave her a sweatshirt.
I gave her a sweatshirt because she was indeed freezing. She told me, she was like, yes. I know I didn't pack right. She was in Birmingham for a wedding. So she lives in LA. And that was the first thing people said when they saw her on my story. She was like, what is she doing in Birmingham? She's here for a wedding.
Like, she came for the apparel shoot.
Yeah. We hired her to come.
She flew in.
That's so kind. JK, hold on. I'm going to play the video.
Hey guys, make sure you listen to Real Talk.
Isn't that wild?
So fun. See, that so is fun. So fun.
So finished the shoot outside, but we still needed to do some flat lays. Flat lays is a fancy term of like standing over a product styled.
So you can see like what it, yeah.
What it looks like just laying flat. On a person.
Not on a human.
So we did that. We went up to my office because we weren't super far away. Went up to my office to do that. It was me, Carla, Kaylee. Kaylee, the photographer, Carla, our girl in Birmingham, and me. We're up there. I'm talking like I literally put my key into the door, turned it, and I get a call from Oliver's school that was like, Oliver, I don't think he's feeling well. Like, we'd love for you to come pick him up. So I'm like, guys, I got to go. I got to run. So I go outside, get in my car, go get Oliver. I'm getting the boys down for a nap. This was maybe like 30 minutes later. Kaylee and Carla, I don't remember who called me. I think it was Carla. Carla called me and I thought they were going
to
be like,
Carla would be, if I could put myself in the situation, Carla would be the one to call you.
And I couldn't, I answered it quickly. Cause I was like, oh, they probably have a question about the bracelets, you know, or like they probably, whatever. I answer it. And like, they are distraught. They're like, our cars got towed. I was like, your cars got towed. Yes. Like we weren't even there for that long. Like, they're so sad. And I'm sad too, because I parked in that parking lot. Like, and I didn't get towed, but I guess it's because I left early. Anyways, so they're stranded downtown Birmingham. I call Thomas to be like, how? Also, this is something they don't teach you in high school, but like, if your car were to get towed, where do you go to pick it up? Totally.
Literally.
Like,
it's like, just gone.
It's just
and
gone.
How do they get it? Okay. Rewind. Rachel Autry, do you remember whenever we were in Dallas? Yeah. So I left after my kids' bedtimes. I live in Houston.
Oh, yeah. You were paranoid about Dallas. Getting towed.
I was literally calling her like 30 minutes out. Like, she's waiting up for me. It's like midnight. And I'm like, Rachel, what is the parking situation at the hotel? Can you call? Like, is there a valet? Like, what is the expectation? And she's like, Emily, you're like, it's going to be fine. Because that's just Rachel's personality. Yeah, she's like, it's just Rachel's personality. She's like, it's fine. Just park wherever. And I'm like, no, this is in downtown Dallas. I bet it's only valet and it's midnight. So like, is anyone going to be there to help us? Like, it's just two girls. Yeah. And anyways, so...
But this is why you're terrified, is because it happens to people.
Because it happens to people. That is crazy. I just made that connection.
Yes.
So anyway, Rachel meets me outside in her pajamas, and I'm sitting there in my minivan. Okay, and my white Honda Odyssey, and I'm sitting there in my minivan, and Rachel's coming to get in the car, and this guy comes around, and he's like, hey, like, are y'all trying to park? And we were like, yeah, are you a valet? Like, what? Like,
right. What do we do?
And he was like, I really think either one, he was placed there by God, which, yes, and then number two, because like, we didn't see him after that.
Something.
I think he was security.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was totally. Hotel security, and he was looking out for us, and he was like, go park in this back parking lot. You can see like there's a path through here. I do that all the time. And then our event was the next day, and we were going to be leaving by like, you know, 8 a.m. I was like, okay, if he says he never has gotten towed from this place, like, we will trust. But I was like, my car better be there. And how did you tell me to park? I was, guys, yeah. I was kind of
apparently
really
you like turn. I don't know if this is a myth. I don't know. Don't like, please don't like come for me if you do this and you still get towed. But like, you turn a steering wheel all the way to the left and you put your parking brake on, and it makes it impossible for them to get you out.
So I did it. I don't know if obviously no one tried to tow me, or maybe they did and it worked. And I just don't know. But it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
And we went down for coffee the next morning, and it was literally there. Like sprinted to see if my van was still there. And she was like, Emily, are you kidding me? And I was like, I swear. It's me, but it's also like having to call Teddy, my husband, and be like, the van got towed.
Right. Which I think is my friend. Like,
if this tells you anything, and he's like, thinks through every like detail. Should have, would have,
could have.
Yeah. Yes. And so if I would have called him and said that, he would have been like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So I was trying to avoid that too. But we did. And we rocked it. And we did it again. We parked there the next night.
We were fine.
it was fine.
However, Kaylee and Carla were not.
Kaylee and Carla were not fine.
And they get to
my heart.
The tow place. So like, yeah, you have to hunt down your car because they don't leave a note.
Yeah, there's like a tow sign. Was there a tow sign with a number?
They kind of had to search for it. So it was in a parking lot. And they had some, it doesn't matter now, but they have some spots that have like, hey, reserved parking for blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But like
right.
These were, we parked in spots that were not that. And then later on, they said, we went back when we were like trying to find the car, we looked at all the signs. And they definitely say that towing is enforced and has the number. So they call that number. But yeah, they don't leave a note. Your car's just gone.
No.
But you know, it's so funny because Carla said that when
and
they
only take cash, it's like real
so
sketchy.
But Carla said that they were getting lunch or like a quick coffee or something after the shoot. And Carla said, I literally saw a tow truck with a black 4Runner, which is what she drives, on the back of it. She's like, there's a lot of black 4Runners in Birmingham. But for some reason, I was like, that's mine. And so she said something to Kaylee that was like, that black 4Runner looks a lot like my car on a tow truck. And Kaylee was like, well, if they've got your car, they definitely got my car too. So they like went left, looked, and they had definitely towed their car. Anywho, they got him back. Everything's fine. Our friendship is reconciled.
Rachel's texting me like,
I feel like
I'm in three states away.
Crap.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And then
it happened,
something else happened. I don't really remember from the shoot. Anyways, the pictures were
so good. The pictures are great. Kaylee did amazing. And we're actually just started posting today. So the apparel line launches in 1 week. And
1 week from recording this. But
1 week from recording this.
Yeah.
It's going live September 20.
October. Oh, yeah.
Time. Mm-hmm. October. Wow. Time math.
October 26th at 11 a.m. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. October 26th at 11 a.m. That's Thursday. And I think this episode's going to go live on Monday.
Yep.
But we're revealing items like every day leading up to the launch. And we're so excited.
It's going to be perfect. So fun.
Do you want to give a quick rundown of what's going to be in the launch? Yeah. You can see way more on Instagram in way more detail, but we'll just give you like a quick synopsis.
Yeah. Here we go. Super quick.
Here we go. What do we got?
Number one, we have the Real Talk sweatshirt, which is so fun. It is my favorite. It's so fun. It is like a university tee. So traditional, not ever going to go out of style. You can style it so many different ways. We showed you in the pictures. Comes in three colors, a hot pink, a purple, like a lilac-y, and then a white. The white is so luxury looking. Like it looks like it should be like $100 sweatshirt, but it's not.
Yeah.
The purple, I love the color block, like purple on purple. And then the pink is another fun color block where it's like a super light chartreusey on a pink. It's so cute. Yeah.
It's
so
like
you can pick your
like pink and yellow.
Yep.
It's very cute.
It literally looks like the
look at the cover photo. Yeah. Look at the cover photo and it's that on a sweatshirt. So if you're like Real Talk fan, the pink one is for you.
Yeah, you're the real deal.
Which one did you choose?
Me?
Yeah.
I like the purple, I think. I like all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want one of each.
We really mulled over. We almost did a green one and then we were like, we did a green t-shirt. So
yeah,
we went with white instead. But I do think that green is kind of like a neutral-ish in today's...
But which is why we did a green t-shirt. World. So the green t-shirt, also super fun, merchy. It is like your ultimate sleep-in t-shirt, your like fall throw-on with leggings t-shirt, or like underneath a pullover.
And what I love about the t-shirt is it has a... So we have the three sweatshirts, and they're like comfort wash, like super cozy. Amazing. Like you would wear like your college sweatshirt that you probably need to throw away and refresh and buy the Real Talk one.
That's right.
That, you know, is going to be fresh.
It gets better with every wear and wash for sure.
Yes. 100%. And then so we have the green t-shirt that says has Real Talk podcast on the front and like cute wavy writing. And we have these at our launch party in Birmingham. So that's what we originally ordered them for. And we are bringing them to you guys online.
Yep. For the first time.
On the back. Yeah. And then on the back, it says, let's get real. Yes. And we did a limited release online, but this is like the first time it's like a part of a collection and all the things. So it says, let's get real. And I love that the back of the sweatshirt has the message here.
T-shirt.
Because,
it's a
t-shirt.
Okay. It's 9:38.
But I love that the back of the t-shirt has the message because I'll be like standing in line for coffee or whatever. And people are like, oh, like cute t-shirt.
Yeah, like your tea.
Like, thanks. It's a podcast. And they're like, wait, anytime you're like, there's a commercial. I don't know if you've ever seen it where the guy's like, I think it's like an Allstate commercial or like a Progressive commercial. And the guy's like a podcast expert. Somebody that's listening will know what I'm talking about.
I need
about.
To see this.
I need to find it and show it to you. But literally the guy has like AirPods in and he's like at work and he's like, did you know there's a podcast about prehistoric dinosaurs? And then it'll be like someone's making their like espresso coffee. He's like, did you know there's a podcast episode about the origins of coffee in, you know, South Africa? Like literally anyway.
That's so funny.
It's like there's a podcast for everything. But
yeah,
it's so fun whenever you tell people like, oh, this is a podcast, and they're like, oh, what podcast? And it like sparks them like conversation and it's cool.
And Real Talk is exactly that. Kind of going like circling back to the beginning of the episode is like Real Talk is just being able to be honest and real and transparent, hopefully like meeting people where they're at, making things more normal. And so that's what I love about the sweatshirt too, is that it says Real Talk, and Real Talk totally is like merchy because that's the title of the podcast. But if you had no context that it's a podcast and you just saw a sweatshirt that said Real Talk, you'd be like, okay, like she gets it. Yeah.
Well, and I feel like when we're talking about like making friends and things like that, like I feel like meeting people and you just get to this point and you're like early 30s, you know, where you're like, I really do need to just like, seriously, as you say, cut the fluff and like
get to the point with
you. Yeah. Get to the point. I hear that about my friends that are like online dating all the time, like that are on the apps and meet guys and whatever. They're like, literally, it's to the point where I'm not here for like just drinks and, you know, like maybe a dinner. I'm like, I want to know, like, do you want to have kids? Like, do you, like, what's your timeline for dating? What's your whatever? Yeah, and I feel like the podcast is just that.
Real
like,
talk.
Get down to, yeah.
Get like down the to the business, things, baby.
The hard things, the good things, but like the deep things beyond just, hey, how are you? Good, good.
Yeah.
So I love the apparel reminds you of that.
Yes. So those are the merchy items. The last merchy items that I will say is that we have the Real Talk bracelet.
Those are really cute. Those tell the so story behind those cute. Real quick.
So tell me where, if I missed something, let me know. Basically, like, it's a friendship bracelet. Also can be used. Someone was like, I want that as a keychain. I was like, that's also a good
or
idea.
Or a bookmark.
Bookmark. So many ways to use it. But it's one of those like cute knit.
Yeah, it's like your embroidered. friendship bracelet growing up, but it's embroidered.
Like, think about how fun this would be if you got this for you and your girlfriends that listen to Real Talk, like for Christmas or something. And then y'all could all have like friendship bracelets. So it comes in two different color combos, but one,
a white one.
One is white cream,
yeah,
and then one is like orange pink, and it's really fun. Very cute. In a bracelet stack.
And yeah, which bracelet stacks are back, baby.
They are. Like, give me the chunky bracelets. I took mine off for recording because they're kind of noisy, but yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last but not least, well, I guess we have two more things. One more sweatshirt that I want people to know about because it's so great, so fun, and it's
so
not
cozy.
So cozy. It's not merch. It doesn't have Real Talk on it. So if you're looking for something that's encouraging, that's just cute, trendy for
or
you
like a gift
or for someone
to
else.
Give somebody.
Yes, a gift.
Yeah.
Or someone that's going through a hard time or whatever. Whatever. It's really fun. It's neutral. It's beige with white writing, like the puffy writing. It's really in right now. And it says, have a nice day with a smiley face. A great way to love on people, strangers walking by you. I love that one.
Yeah, that's like the kind like the Starbucks barista would be like, I like your sweatshirt. Like when I see that sweatshirt, that's what I imagine.
Yeah. So I'd be like, oh, cool sweatshirt. I love that message.
And then the,
I like your vibe.
And the last, like your vibe, what's different about it? No, the last thing though is the social butterfly.
Yep.
Checker hat, which is so fun.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's for the girlies that are social butterflies that want a hat to put on and when they need a hair wash day or just for fun.
Yeah,
but it's also so basic, trendy that like you could truly wear it with anything.
Oh yeah, you could dress it up or dress it down, but it says social and then it has a picture of like a really cute butterfly. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes butterflies can be like too detailed, you know, when they're like drawn and this is like a cute, it's like a cute butterfly, like not a doodle butterfly, not too detailed, very cute.
With some like chunky gold earrings.
Yes.
That's
and we
I
only have
it.
Like a couple of them left because you brought them to the mom reset event in Birmingham. Mm-hmm.
And those sold.
Yeah.
And we also had these at the launch event in Birmingham. Those sold there too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So fun. Good. Okay. So that's the apparel line. It's pretty small. It's very limited, but we wanted some Real Talk sweatshirts to be out there in the world and t-shirts and for all of you podcast girls.
Hey, so, let's do something fun. If they made it this far in the episode, let's give them a treasure, a little happy. Let's do a discount code that they can use whenever they shop online when the merch drops. And I like what you said about like if we did a discount code, what it should be called. I think they should use tow truck.
That's good.
TOWTRUCK, no spaces. Just to like, you know, make the story fun and funny and not be sad anymore.
Make it live forever. If you were around for our first apparel launch, it was
roller skates.
Why was it roller skates? I don't even remember.
I don't remember why either.
Just like a fun little keyword. We'll never forget this apparel collection.
Yeah.
Tow truck.
Tow truck for...
To save a little bit off your order.
That's right. For a little fun That'll discount so for fun. You.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, let you know. Hey, I'm trying to think if we have anything else. I think that was a lot, but it's all we can say right now. That's what we'll say.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool things in the works. Let's end with this. Let's end with two things. Tell us something that you're learning right now. Because we hear a lot from guests and things like that. Like, what is Rachel Autry learning right now?
That's so good. It's what I texted you last night. Emily was like, okay, friendship check-in. How are you? There's a lot happening right now. And just emphasizing for myself and for people I love that just because you mess up doesn't mean you are messed up. And it's so easy for me to make a mistake and let it get to my head and like define me for the next week or so and just be
replay
Eeyore about
it. Over
it.
And over.
Yeah. when in reality, like, it's so much easier, and it's what God calls us to do, is just ask for forgiveness and trust that the people, like, know that you have the best intention. Be like, I forgive you. Like, you're forgiven, girl. Like, go for it. Go, like, move on. Yeah. Like the tow truck.
Yeah. Like, if Jesus forgives truly. You, then I forgive you.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
That's good.
So that's what I'm learning. Do you have something you're learning? I feel like you're always learning something good.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, put into words sometimes. You know, it's you always, hindsight's 20/20. So you always know whenever you look back the lessons that you've learned. But I've been trying to, like, be, like, in the middle of things. What is the Lord teaching me right now?
Yes.
And I wrote this down today and it stuck out to me. And it's that nothing in life just happens.
That's good.
So I think that I'm learning that you see people that have gotten to where they are, or you know, appreciate something, or you have a goal, but you, like, don't know how to get there or whatever. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, it's like the case of, I see somebody 10 steps ahead of me. How did they get there? And you can't just, like, expect something to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, it takes action to get. And I feel like sometimes people in life are like, oh, like, it just happened. You know what I mean? Or like, God was so kind to me, which, like, yes, he is. But also, what, there were tiny little steps and actions and yeses and no's that led you to the place that you are today.
Or being able to even say yes and carry it well.
Yeah. So, like, in motherhood, I'm learning that, you know, like, if you want to have intentional time with your kids, like, it doesn't just happen, like, sitting at home. Like, that's when my, like, tank is actually empty most of the time. A lot of the times it's for me, like, we're going to get out of the house and we're going to go to the park. You know what I mean? And put down the phones, or cleaning your house. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I'll just, like, get to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll just get to it. I'll just do it. But, like, it doesn't just happen, but, like, you appreciate the feeling whenever it is clean, you know?
Yes.
So, like, from surface level to, like, deep heart, soul things,
that's so
nothing
good.
Just happens.
That's so good. Oh, it doesn't just happen.
And, like, if you're expecting things to just happen, then it's probably going downhill.
Yeah, I'm like, bubble up, sis.
You're never just staying in one place. Like, to be honest, that's what I'm really learning. You're either slipping down or going up. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Or sometimes both.
Or sometimes both. In different areas of life.
Yes.
And all the,
like, one step forward, three steps back, two steps forward, one step back. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And I think that when I think about, like, everything that's going on for you and for the podcast and for all of that, I think that's a testament to that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think in a year we had, like, a 2024. Well, we had a Q4 meeting for, like, what do we want to do?
The end of 2023.
The end of the year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys. I keep saying the wrong days.
It's okay.
Years, months.
Where are we? Who are we? What are we doing?
Who are we? What is my name? But yeah, for the end of this year. And that was the first meeting that Thomas was on. And we were, like, about to hang up the phone. And we're like, okay, bye. And he's like, wait, what do you want your goals for next year to be? And we named some things off and you named some things off. And some of those things are already happening.
Yeah.
Like, literally after that meeting, within a week, we were like, oh,
we're gonna it was next goals. Day.
Was it?
Yes.
It was. Yeah.
Next day, we got an email about something that was a dream for the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God is so cool.
He's so cool.
So can't wait to see, but stay tuned. And we're so grateful y'all are here. We were like, oh, we'll just go record for
it was a mini episode. Here we are 47 minutes later.
Sorry.
But
not sorry.
We love it.
I know.
Y'all are the best thing ever. We're just so grateful to be able to spend time with y'all behind a microphone. Seems so weird, but maybe we'll get used to the concept one day. But just, again, grateful people show up and listen, including yourself, friend.
Yeah. Y'all are our friends.
For real. We talk about you literally all day long.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally.
Well, y'all are the best. Well, we can't wait for y'all to shop. October 26th, 11 a.m. Central Time. And there might even be a few perks for people on our email list, like the shop might open early. So get on our
email and text list. You're going to want to be on that.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, like, PSA, if you just text, if it's easier for you to text right now, text bestie to 55444 and you'll get on our email list from signing up
automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause then a cute little message sends from Rachel like automated that says, hey, what's your email address? And then you'll jump on our email list too.
Because ain't nobody got time to hop on their phone, click some links, plug in their email. Like, we're trying to make it easy for you.
Yes. And there's so many fun things coming up. There's holiday season. There's gift guides, which like I think we really thrive in the gift guides. And I can't wait to put all those together for everybody with you. And it's going to be the best. You don't want to miss it. So bestie 55444, all the tech stuff. Put in tow truck whenever apparel launches. Don't forget about that. And we're just really grateful for you guys because nothing that would be happening right now.
Nothing. Nothing.
Literally nothing.
And I will also add one more random thing, but y'all are very impressive. Like the amount of calls that we're on with other people in this industry or businesses that we were trying to work with. Like you'll always blow them out of the water with how you show up and the things that you have to say. And
yeah,
I don't know the way that
you truly like, and I think the Dallas event was a testament to this is like the people that show up, like I would be friends with all of you, like in real life, you know what I mean?
Given like, the chance to just, be like in the same city and absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And you're like, you just bond with these people because, and I think that's just the coolest thing. So thanks for finding us and thanks for sticking around.
Yes. We love y'all so much. We'll be in touch. We have so much more to share. See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode from resources, products, and more can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.